Time now for a Monday musing on this November 20th of 2023. I support the electric battery transition in cars, and while they may not be perfect, I view them as serving as an overall transition from the highly polluting gas guzzlers that we've relied on here for quite some time, so that way we can now switch to a new age of cleaner, more efficient transportation systems. That being said, simply shelling out hundreds of millions of dollars to the big three automakers is definitely not the most cost-efficient way to revive Michigan's brain and population drain. Now, while I'm not completely against subsidizing certain governmental projects for the common good, meaning good-paying jobs that protect our environment while striving for the future, I am against taxpayers being told time and again they have to throw money at corporations to get them to their states. Corporations love to play state governments against each other, waiting to see which state is willing to go that extra mile in tax incentives, tax breaks, relaxing of environmental protections and worker protections, and then they pick the state where they can roll in all of the taxpayer-subsidized cash while the people suffer in years and years of local disinvestment. Which is why Governor Whitmer's Population Growth Committee cannot believe that throwing more money at corporations will solve the state's population bust. It must look towards the future. And that future isn't just about EV cars and road expansions. It's about preparing for the green energy future, which also includes expanding mass transit. Michael Griffey from AECOM, which is an American multinational consulting firm, wrote an effective argument on why we must press for new and innovative ways to expand mass transit throughout Metro Detroit and the rest of the state. Like Mr. Griffey, I was socialized to feel the need to drive. Hey, I'm Gen X. Growing up in Michigan back then, you were kind of taught that's what you do. But millennials and Gen Z Michiganders are moving to other cities right now, which feature a connection Detroit doesn't have due to a lack of reliable mass transit. As Mr. Griffey said in his Detroit Free Press column, connecting Detroit to Metro Detroit areas should be at the forefront of the minds of every person on that committee, and expanding rail service across the state is an important need as well. It's an imperative step towards not just attracting and keeping younger talent here in Michigan, but it's imperative to the state's future. And mass transit isn't just for people who can't afford to buy cars either. It's for all people, especially young people who simply don't want to buy and drive cars. Mr. Griffey points out that funding solutions don't have to rely on old funding patterns like property taxes or passenger fares. Remember, voters nixed that funding plan as part of the Regional Transit Authority measure a few years ago. He says maybe we could amend the state constitution, allowing local governments to devote 1 cent of sales tax to fund public transit, which would open the state up then to hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding for more projects like that. We are the automobile state, and it has served us well. But history shows time and again that economies and industries must change, causing people to recalibrate for the future. As Mr. Griffey astutely notes, an investment approach that puts Michiganders first belies the narrative that we're spending billions of dollars to attract companies as the pathway to growth. Simply throwing cash at corporations, everyone, ain't the answer. Reinvesting in our towns, cities, and the entire state, and the people who currently live within it, and those who we want to attract to join us, is really the only sensible way forward. It's the common sense approach. It's the progressive approach. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is my email address. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and the Facebook. Don't forget to visit leftoflansing.com, and please subscribe and download Left of Lansing wherever you get your podcasts.